Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Miss Howard. Can you hear
me? Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
it
I can hear you.
seems the card got declined due to the reason that you would have to call your bank. Nowadays, they've updated their policy, so you would have to, you either have got a text from them, if not, then you'd have to call them.
Yeah, they called me and said it was fraud.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they called me and for fraud alert.
Oh, okay. Yes, that is what I'm saying. They've updated their policy, so they do that nowadays, that they call you and confirm, are you the right person paying?
Yes.
There's no other frauds going on and everything is up and up. So you gave them the green signal?
No, I have to call them back. I have to call them.
Call
I just
them
got it while you were on the line, and I saw you were on the line.
That's exactly how
you
have to call them back. You have to tell them that, yes, you're the person paying. They are trying to confirm that you authorize the charge or not because you're paying to us the first time. So it happens.
Okay. And it's 640. How much is it?
646.
Okay. And I got this again, but it still has my email attached to it. It's not just a plain agreement sheet. It, with
you
the two high highlighted, I don't know how to, I need the email so I can sign the thing.
Yeah, can you open the attachment? Can you see the attachment in the email? There's nothing in it. I've not written anything in the email. It's a blank email. The subject of the email is agreement, and there's an attachment. That's it.
Agreement, okay, 512.
Yep, it was sent on 512. You're right.
I think, but it's still attached to my email I sent you, I think. It's still on the same old paper, old sheet. It's because it's doing the same thing.
What is it showing you? What's the error, or what does it show you?
I'm on the agreement sheet paper now.
Mm-hmm.
To sign it. It's where I am on that last sheet to sign it, and it won't let me.
Yes, it won't let you. You would need a PDF editor to edit the document. It won't just let you edit it, you know, like then and there. It's not a Word document.
Oh, well, I thought you said you was going to just email. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Email me a regular email, not on that, but I don't know.
I have seen the agreement. Don't worry about it. Hold on. Sit back, relax. All right, this is the agreement as a signed agreement from us. All right, if I would email you, that would be a proposal. That won't be an agreement because I cannot sign an email, if I make sense, you know?
No.
So right now, it's on an agreement. You don't have to do anything. Just reply me back. I approve the agreement. I'll take the screenshot of your reply, and I'll put it with your application, and it's all good to go.
Well, I just email you. I can email you that on a plane. Okay, on a plane thing.
Yes, reply back to the same email. The email that I've sent you, subject with agreement, that's delivered on 512, reply back to that email.
Okay. All right.
In the meanwhile, do call the bank.
I'm calling now.
You have to say about it and then call me back and let me know so I'll ask my department to recharge it or maybe try it again.
I sure will. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. No worries. Thank you. No